choosing a flying school. 7 points to compare. All right, now we're down to choosing a flying school. How exciting. So what should you ask for? Here are some helpful suggestions. Number one, look at the kind of program offered. Is the school offering the use of integrated flight training system materials backed by a major aircraft manufacturer? Number two, what kind of resources does the flying club or school have? Are they backed up by the highest level of factory support, such as direct access to field service engineers? Or do they just use a popular brand name aircraft but without fully utilizing the full range of product support and technical training available to factory approved flight training centers? You know, planes are pretty complex machines, and only the highest level of factory support ensures the highest level of safety. And now we're at number three. This is a really important one. What kind of safety record does the school have? The safety record of flying schools in the Bay Area varies widely. How many accidents and incidents, or even fatalities, has the school or flying club you're considering to join had in the past 15 years? Fortunately, there are a few schools you can choose from that have been around for a really long time and have a perfect safety record. Number four, what kind of aircraft does the flight school use, and how available are these aircraft? Now, don't just look at how many aircraft there are, but find out or calculate what the ratio is of the number of students or members per aircraft of the kind that you will be using. Number five, what about staff experience? How long has the person been there whom you will be dealing with? What is his or her experience? Number six, does the school have not only a 24-hour-a-day reservation system, but how convenient is the whole setup? Can you access the aircraft 24 hours a day, or do you have to make cumbersome additional arrangements to stop by an office to pick up or drop off a key or a payment? In other words, how easy do they make it for you to use your rented aircraft? Number seven, what kind of clients does the school normally cater to? Is there a collegiate atmosphere? And how long has the school been around? Okay, so now you have a few pointers to consider and to evaluate the flying schools you're considering. For more information, try some other categories.